Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. Standing by for our guest.
Yeah, we're waiting for Shannon Elizabeth to call and get her on the line and up and ready. Let me play a clip because, Rocket, you said you don't really watch Celebrity Big Brother as much. She's an Uber fan, but she had some really dark moments and got really sad and lonely during the show.
So ready to go home.
I just don't have it in me anymore.
Well, that's ridiculous. You snap out of it.
Just tired of being attacked in here.
But that's the game.
Been attacked from day one.
So have I. That's the game. It's not fun.
No, but I haven't had any friends in here, and that gets really lonely, you know? It's really frustrating.
You know her from movies like American Pie, Scary Movie, Love Actually, and she was just on Celebrity Big Brother. Good morning, Shannon Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for joining our show. I'm just going to get this out of the way. I think you're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you very much. Okay. I appreciate it.
Now I'll shut up and let Teresa do the interview because I don't want to mess up.
Well, Shannon, I'm a really big fan of Big Brother. I love Celebrity Big Brother, and I know that you were a super fan, and you seemed like it wasn't the experience you hoped it would be. What was the biggest disappointment actually being in the house?
No, it was a great experience. I mean, I loved doing the challenges. I mean, it was just hard when the whole house turns against you, especially so early. Because I just didn't feel like I got to play all the games and be there long enough. And I was fighting for my team, and they are the ones that turned against me. So it was just hard.
So when you're in the middle of it, I can see where you're a human being. It hurts your feelings. You take it personally. Once you were out of the house and you could kind of distance yourself, now do you think, okay, it's just a game. They were probably smart to vote me out.
Yeah, on some level. But, I mean, I still believe that they're, you know, if you have an alliance, you have their back. That's kind of the whole point of it. So, I mean, there's things I would do differently for sure, and I would try different things. I think it's trial and error. I mean, I've never been in situations like that before, but it was a lot of fun.
Do you think it's going to affect your friendship with Marissa?
You know, she and I were just acquaintances before because we had done a show together, but, I mean, I don't have her number. We've never had each other's numbers, so... But I did vote for her in the end.
And Shannon, do you think it is easier or more difficult to be yourself versus what you're used to acting in all these films?
It's difficult because you can go in there and try to play a character, but when that character has to be on 24/7, you have to drop it at some point. So you have no choice but to be yourself after so many days and trapped in a house like that.
Shannon, I know that one of the reasons you wanted to be on Big Brother, in addition to just being such a fan, is that you wanted to create awareness for Animal Avengers and the organization you're a part of. You've actually been living in South Africa, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm living in Cape Town right now, doing it pretty full-time.
So tell me a little bit about the organization you work with.
All right, so I started Animal Avengers in 2001 in Los Angeles as a dog and cat rescue. And I ran it that way for 10 years, and... Now we're doing wildlife and conservation in Africa. I started realizing what was happening with the poaching down there. I mean, we're losing on average 99 elephants a day to poaching, and we're up to like 4 to 6 rhino a day. We're working on some initiatives. We're working on an initiative called Rhino Review, and we're just going to keep plugging away, trying to chip away and make a difference a little at a time. Everyone's helped.
I know it's important to you. I wanted to be sure and mention it, animalavengers.com. And was that your boyfriend that we got to see giving you a video on Big Brother?
Yes, it was.
And he's from South Africa?
He's from South Africa. We live there. He's actually out here with me right now because he came in for finale.
Very cool. So since we're back to Big Brother, I have to ask you the most important question. You're on a deserted island, Shannon. Would you rather be trapped with Omarosa or Brandy?
You know, they're both really cool girls, actually, but I think I became a little closer to Omarosa, so I'll choose her.
So if you could do it all over again, would you go back in that house?
Yes, but I would play things differently, and maybe if I went back again, it's a whole new group of people, and I start fresh.
All right, great. Well, thanks for taking time to call this morning. I really enjoyed the show. Shannon Elizabeth.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Shannon.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Okay, let's go. Woo!
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport. Westport.
What's good? This is Nicki Minaj.
It's Katy Perry.
One Direction.
Hi, I'm Adele.
This is the sound of Kansas City's number one hit music station.